Success 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Day two of testimony in the hush money trial of Donald Trump wrapped up earlier today. It followed a hearing on prosecutors' allegations Trump violated a gag order by attacking witnesses on social media. Defense attorneys say those remarks are political speech. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the judge hasn't ruled yet.
The hearing over whether Trump violated the gag order by posting disparaging things about witnesses, Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, has just ended with the judge reserving decision. But the hearing turned tense at one point, the judge telling Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche, you're losing all credibility with the court.
It is primary day in Pennsylvania, voters casting ballots in both Democratic and Republican state and congressional races, along with the presidential race. The Senate expected to take a full vote later today on the series of foreign funding bills passed by the House this weekend. It includes critical aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Interstate 41 through Grand Chute will be closed overnight this week. All north and southbound lanes between Richmond Street and Wisconsin Avenue will close tonight through Friday at 11 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. In the separate closure, northbound lanes on I-41 in Appleton between College Avenue off-ramp and entrance ramp will be closed from 9 a.m. tonight until 5 a.m. Wednesday. Sam Floyd was looking for a way to connect with fellow veterans, engage in meaningful conversations, and raise awareness for veterans' suicide and mental health issues when he started Operation Coffee in Campbellsport.
There's a time and a place to just like push through and grit it out, but then there's another time that is almost sometimes more important to reach out and be vulnerable with the people that matter, or that you trust.
Floyd's business sells coffee to encourage conversations that are needed, and it donates to organizations to raise awareness for veteran suicide and mental health. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Playoff basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two between the Bucks and the Pacers in Milwaukee. The Pacers trying to figure out how they lost game one Sunday night. I spoke to forward Pascal Siakam.
Obviously, we see what, you know, was thrown at us, and we go and learn from it in terms of just like rotations and different things like that. But also, you know, mentally, it's just like they played harder than us in the first half. So, and I think it was clear as day when we came back in the second half. I thought it was a lot better.
The Bucks' Bobby Portis on winning game one without Giannis.
Knowing our situation we're in, obviously we have one of the best players in the world who's not playing, so it was big for other guys to step up. The biggest thing in the playoffs is just winning the game, no matter how it is. If it's a street fight, if it's an ugly game, it's, you're hitting 23, however it gets done, the main thing is just to win. Come back tomorrow, correct some things, and then get back at it on Tuesday.
Baseball, the Brewers series in Pittsburgh continues. They lost last night 4-2 to the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s, and low 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a
list is more.
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track at the wall, and it is gone. Jackson Chourio.
Hoskins, a high fly ball deep left field. Newt Barr retreating back to the track. It is way out of here.
Tonight, the crew takes on the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Walker at the fence. See you later. We're tied. Bryce Turan.
High drive. Deep right. Where's it going to land? Way back.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a cloudy and chilly night in Pittsburgh, but for the time being, it is dry, and we'll always take that here in the Steel City. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight for Game 2 of this four-game series between the Brewers and the Pirates. The Pirates taking Game 1 last night by a final score of 4-2. Brewers were able to make it interesting in the eighth and ninth, but come up just a little bit short. And so the crew tries to even the series here tonight with Pittsburgh. And they're going to turn to Tobias Myers, the 25-year-old, will make his major league debut here tonight for the crew. He'll be opposed by a left-hander, Bailey Falter. He's just the second left-handed starter the Brewers will face this year. The first one was Jose Quintana on opening day. We'll talk more about this matchup with Josh Maurer when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Where you get your podcasts. Back
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from PNC Park here in Pittsburgh. Brewers and Pirates getting set for the second game of this four-game series. And Josh, we'll talk more with Pat Murphy about Tobias Myers making his Major League debut. But what a path to get to this point. And I'm excited for him. This will be fun to see him get a chance finally to get on a Major League mound. And this is a guy that a lot of the analytics folks really like. There's some peripheral numbers on Tobias Myers that make you think this guy has a big league future for sure.
Well, when he's been with the Brewers in their minor leagues, AA and AAA the last couple of seasons, he has been striking out well more than a batter per inning. So you like that ratio. So that tells you that there's a lot of swing and miss in there. But just talking about the story, Lane, he's been in six different organizations in 8 years as a major, well, as a professional ball player, finally now getting an opportunity for the first time to pitch at the major league level. That is a story of perseverance that's really cool to see.
Yeah, it's incredible thinking about it because you've been in six organizations. You think, well, how old is this guy? Is he 29? Is he 30 years of age? He's only 25, so he's not a young kid making his debut, but he's also not all that old making his debut here tonight for the Brewers. The Brewers will get a left-hander in Bailey Falter. It's the first time since Jose Quintana on opening day the Brewers have faced a lefty. So guys like Gary Sanchez, Joey Weimer in the lineup tonight, and I'm sure very excited to be so. We have plenty more. We'll talk to the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Complete your updates with DAP Alex Plus All-Purpose Caulk. This sealant works for a variety of indoor and outdoor projects and is paint ready after just 30 minutes. This superior quality all-purpose caulk offers excellent adhesion, perfect for any job. Pick up DAP Alex Plus Caulk today and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota. Let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a tough loss last night, but like what has happened in the last couple of losses over the last couple of weeks, again, team continues to fight, puts themselves in position in the eighth and ninth inning, and that's really all you can ask for is keep putting yourself in that position over the course of the season, and this team has consistently done that all season long.
I'm really proud of them for that. You know, you think about it, we've been in every single game this year, 21 games. I don't know how long you can maintain that with the amount of injuries and the amount of inexperience we have, but yeah, I'm proud of them for that fact. I mean, that there is no moral victories in the big leagues, but there's something to be said for playing hard.
We've talked about the injuries. The one thing that you do have is some veteran guys that are on the IL but can still impact the club with their presence. Wade Miley's that guy. Christian Yelich is certainly that guy. How much have they been able to provide? And Wade just got on the IL, but he was on it to start the season too. How much have they been able to provide for the young guys through this with that kind of being their role along with getting themselves healthy?
You know, they're a steady force. That's all there is to it. People see the way Yelly plays, and he shows up to play every single game. They see Wade's interest in others. Same for Devin. Devin's here. He encourages others. I got a call from Woody today. He's meeting with D.L. Hall while D.L. is doing his knee rehab. back in Milwaukee. I mean, this guys care, you know, and that's when you have guys, veteran guys that care about younger players, that's really special. The way Willie and William have mentored and Freddie have mentored Cheerio, that's just really, it's special. So I love being around this group.
Culture matters in anything you do, if it's business or if it's sports and any different sport. I feel like in baseball it matters so much, though, because there's so much time that you spend together at the ballpark.
Really do, and it can be misconstrued. It's hard for people to understand what authentic culture is about, and we want to keep it authentic. You know, you can come up with a bunch of mantras, you can come up with a bunch of gimmicks, but when it's authentic and it's about guys caring about other guys, and like I've always said, it's about love and discipline. And you got to upkeep that. There's a responsibility to upkeep it every day. And, yeah, we're looking to do that.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Ask today.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers and Pirates, getting set for the second game of this four-game series. And we're joined by Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It's brought to you by Concordia University. You hand the ball to Tobias Myers tonight, 25 years old, fifth organization. I love going back and seeing different guys and their journeys to get to this point. And he's had a great start in AAA.
I'm excited. This young man's his debut in the big leagues, and I'm sure he'll have the jitters, but I'm just really excited for him. It's been a long journey, and I'm glad he's found a home here. We love him. He pitched for us in spring training. You know, we're excited about his debut.
At five organizations, but then you look and he's only 25 years old. He's still a very young player, even though he's making his debut here tonight, again, with his fifth organization.
That tells you a little bit about who he is. I mean, Obviously, those five organizations were interested in him.
Yeah.
It shows you that he has the ability, and now it's a matter of him putting it together. But I think once he gets past the jitters, he'll be okay.
You haven't faced a left-handed starting pitcher since opening day. I had to read that like five times to believe it, but it's the truth. Guys like Gary Sanchez have to be excited to finally see a lefty on the card tonight.
I think that, you know, it's good for your team. It's good to, because you're going to face good lefties down the stretch, and you're going to face a ton of lefties throughout the year. And, you know, because you go a 20-game absence without seeing one doesn't mean you can't see four or five in the next, you know, 2 weeks. So I think that we have to be prepared for that and make the adjustments accordingly.
Murph, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are specced with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah, we're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
We're in Pittsburgh for Game 2 between the Brewers and the Pirates, and it is the On Deck Show built by Menards. I'm Josh Mauer. Let's get you keys to the game, presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. You just heard Pat Murphy talking about the nerves that young Tobias Myers is going to have to deal with tonight in his Major League debut, so the key for the Brewers and for their 25-year-old right-handed starter, keep those nerves in check as best you can. I know that's easier said than done. Tonight's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Pat Murphy also gave the media some injury updates on those starting pitchers that recently on this trip, in fact, went onto the injured list. Wade Miley, who's got an elbow issue, he is awaiting the results of an MRI that he had just this afternoon, so we don't know yet the extent of the injury. Hoping for good news on Miley. Jacob Junis, not only has he been out with his previous injury, but he got a new one yesterday. He was hit in the outfield during batting practice with a baseball. It was such a freak thing. He's being evaluated for a concussion, but they did say he felt a lot better today, so that's good news on Jacob Junis for the most part. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, we're going to talk offense. Brewers' second-best offense in the National League behind only the Braves to this point. And we'll talk to one of their hitting coaches, Ozzie Timmons, about how they've been able to do it. That comes up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house and owning it. Having an advocate who can help you navigate negotiations, timelines, inspections, and more can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in to navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
On next show, Bill by Menards continues from Pittsburgh. The Brewers and the Pirates are coming up tonight, and we're happy to welcome on tonight's pregame guest. It's his 2024 Brewers Radio Network debut. Ozzie Timmons, the great hitting coach for the club. How you doing, Oz?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. Always good to get your thoughts in general about an offense that's been near the top of the National League leaderboards pretty much since the first weekend of the year. If you could put your finger on what's been going so well over the first month of the season, what would those things be?
I would say we've been grinding out at bats really well, making a pitcher work. We're not giving them easy innings by a five-pitch, six-pitch inning. We've been making the pitchers work and having good at-bats throughout the lineup, and I think that's helped us a lot, getting to the bullpen early in a series and then, you know, trying to wear that next starter out to get back to the bullpen. So I think just our overall consistent, solid at-bats throughout the lineup.
Before we get into some of the individual guys, I wanted to just ask you about the story of the night, which is that you're finally facing a left-handed starting pitcher. First time since the opening day game against Quintana with the Mets. How has that been that you've had to configure the lineups every day, night in and night out, to face only right-handed starters? How's that worked out?
You know, we just get guys prepared regardless of who we're facing. For it to be our second lefty, that is surprising to me, considering. But I just think we prepare our guys every day, no matter who we're facing, the same way. You know, knowing their strengths and working on their strengths and also working on their weaknesses just so they can be prepared. Because, as you know, they got lefties in the bullpen, so they're coming. So as long as we prepare them every day just to be a good, solid hitter all the way around, I don't think it bothers us much.
Speaking of good, solid hitters all the way around, I can't start by pointing out any individual before I get to William Contreras, who's been just at another level so far this season. What's William done to take a step even further, Ozzie, this year than what we saw last season?
Just he's more determined. Like I said before, he's a very determined young man, and he wants to be the best, and that's the one thing that drives him. So regardless of what he did last year, he wants to be better than last year. And whatever he do this year, he want to be better than that. You know, and it goes on both sides of the ball, I mean, defensively and offensively. So I just think another thing is he come in every day knowing that he's the everyday starter. I think it makes him relax. If he does have an 0-for-4, he knows he's going to be back in there tomorrow. So I think that's the biggest thing. But his focus is just at a whole nother level. It's a lot of things he want to accomplish, man. And when he puts his mind to it, he's going to make it happen.
When I watch him in the batter's box, it appears to me that he's always in control of the at-bat. He's in control. The pitcher doesn't seem to be in control when he's up there. Is that an accurate assessment that I'm making from up in the radio booth?
Oh, that's very accurate. He's in control of it. When he loses his control, he gets himself out more than the pitcher gets him out. He's trying to do so much sometimes that he chases pitches out of the zone. And then he reels himself right back in really quick. But he's able to do it, and that's the big thing about him is he knows when he's getting a little bit too aggressive, and he just backs off a little bit, and next thing you know, he's still hitting the ball 108 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour. It's just the fact that he just got to control himself and be willing to take walks when they're trying to give it to him.
Brewers hitting coach Ozzie Timmons, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Kind of quietly, Willie Adames for the last couple of weeks has been hitting about 400. What's Willie's approach been this year? Is it different than in previous seasons?
Well, he came in and said he wanted to walk more. And I think that's a benefit to him because sometimes he tries to do too much. He tries to make things happen. He wants to carry the team on his back. And the thing is, he just got to let it happen also, because he's a tough out if he makes it that way. But sometimes he'll give some at-bats away. But his goal this year, he said he wanted to walk at least 80 to 100 times. And that's a great goal. And if he can do that, then he's going to be a little bit more selective and probably have better at-bats, which he has been doing.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thanks for rolling through some players with us.
You got it. Anytime, man.
There he is, Ozzie Timmons, Brewers hitting coach, joining us here from Pittsburgh on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the Brewers and the Buccos on the Brewers Radio Network.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the movers.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Overcast Tuesday night from Pittsburgh. Game two coming up between the Brewers and the Pirates, and you're listening to the On Deck Show built by Menards. We're moments away from first pitch, so let's get to the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit them online, WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Facing a lefty, as we've discussed, the Brewers have changed up the lineup, and Pat Murphy puts Jackson Churio back into the leadoff spot tonight. Churio's in right field. William Contreras batting second per usual. He'll be the designated hitter. And then Willie Adames batting third and playing shorts. Rhys Hoskins is back into the cleanup spot. Couple of homers on the road trip for Hoskins. He's playing first base. And Blake Perkins, the center fielder, moves up to number 5 on the lineup card. Joey Ortiz will bat sixth for the crew tonight. Ortiz is the third baseman. Gary Sanchez gets a start as the catcher tonight, and he'll bat seventh. Joey Weimer's in there for the first time in over a week. Weimer batting eighth. He'll play left field. And Bryce Terang has moved into the ninth spot. He'll be the Brewers' second baseman, all to face Bailey Falter, the southpaw. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers getting ready for his Major League debut. Then here's the Pittsburgh lineup put out by manager Derek Shelton that he'll be facing. Again in the leadoff spot is the veteran Andrew McCutchen. He began the game last night for the Pirates with a home run. 301st of his career. McCutchen is the designated hitter. Brian Reynolds in right field. Reynolds is batting second. Then again, Key Brian Hayes, the third baseman, will be in the third spots. Former Brewer Rowdy Tellez is cleaning up again for the Pirates tonight. He'll play first base. And in left field, Jack Sawinski. Sawinski batting fifth. Jared Triolo, second-year major leaguer. He's the second baseman. Triolo batting sixth. A man who has really hit Brewers pitching well in his career is O'Neill Cruz. Cruz, the shortstop, is batting seventh. The former San Francisco Giant catcher, Joey Bart. He's in there as the number 8 batter, and he's the backstop. And Michael A. Taylor will be the center fielder. He bats ninth, all to face Tobias Myers. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, more from Lane Grindle as we count you down to first pitch between the Brewers and the Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards, Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Game two of this four-game series just around the corner. Right after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. On the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Lineup cards are being exchanged. We're at PNC Park on a Tuesday night. It's the Brewers trying to even this four-game series against Central Division rival Pittsburgh at one apiece. Josh Maurer back to wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards before the left-hander Bailey Falter takes the mound. We'll do so with a drive around the league. It's presented, as always, by Construction Business Group. That's Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Team with the best record in Major League Baseball is underway against the Boston Red Sox. Do you know who that is? Who has the best record in baseball? It's the Cleveland Guardians. Yeah, how about that? 16-6 for first-year manager Stephen Vogt. They're hosting Boston, and that game is scoreless by the lake. In the bottom of the second inning, Tanner Houck for the Red Sox. Ben Lively, whom we saw with Cincinnati last season quite a bit. He is now pitching for the Cleveland Guardians. All right, let's go to the Central Division. The Phillies and the Reds are going to start at the same time we do here. Just a few minutes away from Great American Ballpark, Philadelphia has won 7 consecutive games. They had a shutout win in the series opener last night. Christopher Sanchez, the left-hander, against Andrew Abbott for David Bell's team. No team in baseball this year has had an 8-game winning streak. That's what the Phillies are trying to accomplish tonight. Later on, it'll be the Astros at the Cubs. That gets underway in about an hour at Wrigley. The Cubs split a 4-game series against the Miami Marlins over the weekend. Then they were off last night. They come into the day a game and a half behind the Brewers in the Central Division with a record of 13-9. Meanwhile, Houston, this has been one of the surprises in baseball thus far this year. They have the second worst record in the American League at 7-16 as they come into that series at Wrigley. J.P. France for Houston, left-hander Jordan Wicks for the Cubs. Again, in an hour, it'll be game two of the series at Busch between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the St. Louis Cardinals. Last night, the Cardinals coming off of that sweep in the hands of the Brewers, they snapped a 4-game skid in very exciting fashion. Had to come from behind against those defending National League champions, and they ended up winning the game on a Nolan Gorman walk-off home run in the 9th inning. So they'll try to make it 2 in a row. Steven Matz gets the ball for Ollie Marmol's team. Later on tonight out west, it's the Orioles starting a series against the Angels. That'll be an 8:40 Central first pitch. Baltimore, since we saw them, has caught fire, and you figured they might soon, as talented as they were. The Brewers taking the first 2 games of that series a couple of weekends ago at Oriole Park, starting with the last game of that series that the Orioles salvaged against Milwaukee. They've won 7 of 8, and they'll try to take that hot streak out against Mike Trout and the Angels and keep it going. They've called up Heston Kerstad, one of the highly touted prospects in baseball. The Orioles have many of those. Kerstad expected to make his major league debut later tonight. Well, the anticipated time of first pitch has come and gone. The Pirates starter Bailey Falter yet to come out. Here he comes now, and so we'll be about, let's say, 3 minutes late tonight, as Falter comes out of that Pirates third base dugout. Bailey Falter is going to celebrate his 27th birthday tomorrow. So he's got a few hours left in his lifetime as a 26-year-old. And the Brewers want to make them a rough final few hours. Falter's pitched very well this month. In his 3 starts in April, he's only permitted 3 runs in 16 innings. That's a 1.69 earned run average. Pirates got him in a trade last year from Philadelphia, where he began his major league career. And as Lane talked about throughout the On Deck show, this is the first time the Brewers have faced a southpaw starting pitcher since opening day, when it was Jose Quintana for the New York Mets. It'll be Jackson Chourio in the leadoff spot, followed by William Contreras and Willie Adames. And we are getting closer and closer to that elusive first pitch. I've talked enough. Let's turn it over to my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Take a break. Reminder, this copyrighted broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. And time for our quick trip around the bases. It is presented by Hershey's. And tonight's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Joanna Casca from Boscobel. Where is Boscobel, you ask? Just west of Madison, a little bit south of La Crosse, straight north of Dubuque, Iowa. I didn't look that up on a map. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Joanna will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip. To enter, see stores for details. So good luck to Joanna. And we're ready to get this one underway. Brewers trying to even up the series here tonight against the Pirates after Pittsburgh took game one last night 4-2. Jackson Chourio into the batter's box. And the right-handed hitter looks out at the lefty, Bailey Falter. And the first pitch of this game brought home for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6:43 and 65 degrees at first pitch here tonight. Sun's starting to peek through just a little bit. Lights are on as well. Mostly cloudy skies today. But are getting a little bit of sunshine on that Clemente Bridge beyond center field. Nothing in one here on Churio as Falter looks in and works from the windup. The pitch, swing and a miss. A little late on a fastball at 92. It's 0-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, less is more. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes out Churio with an elevated fastball. And Jackson down on strikes to start up this game. One away. Josh told you Falter's been good after a really rough outing in his first start of the year. Back on March 31st against Miami, 4 innings, 5 hits, gave up 6 runs. But he's been very good ever since. Took the loss and kind of a tough luck loss in New York against the Mets in his last start. Gave up a couple of runs over 5 innings. William Contreras, the batter, takes outside. It's 1-0. Contreras 1-for-3 last night. He's hitting .353 on the season with 4 home runs. And 20 driven in for the Brewers' designated hitter here tonight. Falter's 1-0 pitch, and that's taken high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Brewers coming into the game at 14-7. The Pirates back above .500 with their win last night. They sit at 12-11. Falter's 2-0 pitch, and a swing and a miss at a slider. It's 2-1. Pirates defensively, left to right in the outfield. Sawinski, Michael A. Taylor, Reynolds in right. 2-1 to Contreras. Is high. It's 3-1. Hayes at third. Cruz at short. Triolo is the second baseman. Telez at first. And the former Giant prospect, Joey Bart, does the catching tonight for Bailey Falter. 3-1. And Contreras took a strike. He thought it was low. Clip the very bottom of the strike zone, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Falter from the windup, 3-2 pitch. And that is low. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss. So a strikeout of Churio, now a walk to Contreras, and the Brewers have a base runner. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And here's Willie Adames hitting 301 on the year with 3 home runs and 11 driven in. 0-for-3 in the series opener last night. And it appears that Joey Bart is having some issues with his pitch comm now as he is trying to get it situated. Willie Adames picks up his mask and hands it to him. What a gentleman. One of the most popular players in the game, Willie Adames. Very thoughtful. Joey Bart seemed to appreciate it as well. First pitch to Adames is over but low, and it's 1-0. Not a big overpowering fastball at all from Falter. 90, 91, maybe he'll touch 92. Work that slider in there. Brewers just don't have a very big sample against lefties this year. But they've got a lineup they feel will be very improved against lefties compared to last season. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after that fastball that was up in the zone. And it's 1-1. 10-game on base streak currently for Adames. Worked a walk in the 8th inning against Chapman last night. Now Falter will throw to first, and Contreras is back in time. Umpires tonight, Mark Wegner, the crew chief's at first. Tom Hanahan is at second base. Jeremy Rehak is at third. And Clint Vondrak calls the balls and strikes. Falters 1-1 is swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 1-2. And Willie had one to hit there. Fastball. Up in the zone a little bit, but pretty much right over the middle of the plate. And he took a good rip at it. Ended up fouling it straight back. Falter looks at first. And now brings home the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Went up there again. And Adamas strikes out. There's two away. And that'll bring up the cleanup batter, Reese Hoskins. Brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. Hoskins has homered in two of his last three, including last night. Five home runs now on the season for Reese. Contreras hit first and two down. Falter brings home the first pitch and Hoskins rolls one foul. Up the third baseline, it's 0-1. Hoskins, one of the big reasons the Brewers signed him were for nights like tonight, to give them a little bit more thump against lefties. Toss over to first and back in time is Contreras. Hoskins tied the game last night in the fifth inning with his solo shot. 0-1. And Reese took down and in. That was the slider. And it's one ball and one strike. Long hold for Falter and the 1-1. Was he able to check? They appeal to first. Yep, he checked. Crowd doesn't agree. It's 2-1. In Reese's career, he's had good success against lefties. 249 average, but a 917 OPS. It's almost 100 points higher than against righties. 2-1's inside. Three balls and one strike. Hoskins awaiting the pitch from Falter. Looks over at Contreras. And brings home the 3-1. That is grounded foul at the third baseline, and it's 3-2. Brewers, if anything, making Falter work a little bit here in the top of the first. He's going to be near 20 pitches before this at bat ends. This will be number 19 coming to Hoskins. Brewers have been deep in the count after Churio struck out on three pitches. 3-2 pitch. Hoskins got a piece of it and fouled it behind home plate, and he stays alive. These two are in the same clubhouse in Philadelphia, so they're familiar with each other, Falter and Hoskins. Now battling it out here in game two, just getting this one underway. 3-2 pitch. Hoskins, a pop-up. This one near Telez, who's near the first base bag, backpedals a couple of steps and makes the catch. In fair territory, and the inning is over. Brewers got a base runner with the one-out walk to Contreras, but they strand him there. We played half an inning in Pittsburgh. It's the Brewers 0 and the Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
Flash Baseball.
...25-year-old Tobias Myers toes the rubber for the first time as a major leaguer, and first pitch to Andrew McCutchen is hit in the air down the left field line, inside the pole and gone. Andrew McCutchen, homer to lead off the bottom of the first yesterday. He does it again today. His third home run of the season and the first pitch of Tobias Myers' career is sent out just inside the pole down the left field line. And the Pirates take a 1-0 lead. Remember McCutchen hitting a home run like that for the Brewers 2 years ago in the first inning. That just was inside the pole down that left field line. So here's Brian Reynolds. And this one's hit in the air to right. Churio, though, backs up a couple of steps. He's there to make the catch for the first out. And I think we have a decent idea what the Pirates' game plan is here today against Myers. They're swinging early. At least the first two batters have. And now here's Key Brian Hayes.
Third baseman, number 13.
Hayes hitting 278 on the year. No home runs and eight driven in. Myers pitch in there with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's not overwhelming velocity from Myers with the fastball. 0-1, this is hit in the air down the right field line. Churio racing back into the corner. He'll run out of room as it ends up in foul territory and out of play. No balls and two strikes here on Hayes. But when you look at the fastball, it has some deception to it that has created a lot of swing and miss in the minors for Myers. As Josh told you in the pregame show, he's averaging a little over a strikeout per inning in the minors. 0-2 pitch is lined but foul down the first baseline. And it stays at 0-2 on Hayes. Rowdy Tellez in the on-deck circle. 0-2 pitch. That is in there for a strike. And there's the first strikeout of Myers' career. Strikes out Hayes looking with a slider that caught the inside corner. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And a good bounce back so far after surrendering the solo home run. He's retired the next two batters. And here's Rowdy Tellez. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Tellez takes a strike with a fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. Brewers defensively, Weimer in left, Perkins in center, and Churio in right. 0-1 pitch. Missed inside, 1-1. Ortiz at third. Adames Terang up the middle. Hoskins at first, and Gary Sanchez does the catching. And Tobias Myers' major league debut. 1-1. And he missed down and in with a cut fastball. It's two balls and a strike on Tellez. 1-0 Pittsburgh after a solo home run off the bat of Andrew McCutchen. 2-1 swing and a miss at a beautiful changeup. And it's 2-2. Rowdy will use his timeout and step out. He went 0-2. In the series opener last night before being pinch hit for with Connor Joe late in the game. 2-2 pitch. One hopper to Adames behind the bag at second. Sets his feet and throws to first and retires Tellez. And the inning is over. So a good recovery for Myers after giving up the solo home run. He retires the next three. We're off to the second inning in Pittsburgh. It's 1-0 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect a special Brewers City Connect tumbler at the game against the Yankees on Saturday, April 27th, courtesy of Quick Trip. Be one of the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates, and you'll take home the tumbler. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that